Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschwer dictating an endoscopy report on Roland Youngjack. Date of birth 9/4/1962. Date of procedure May 28, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldschwer. Do you have a referring physician? Is Dr. Venkata Puthuraju. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric rhinoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy, and hemocolpid deployment times one. Indication is dyspepsia with bloating, dysphagia, heartburn, metabolic gastric pain, as well as colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure and form of signs of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which may not be well explained to the patient. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, fitted for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphedema gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex. Is obtained in the cardiac air resection from the 7-4 telescope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or facilities that go out in the confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, or retroflex is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5,1-2-2. Suboptimal support prep period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the proximal and mid esophagus for further evaluation of dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was irregular, 40 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of salmon colored mucosa. Prog C0M1.5. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. For Barrett's esophagus, for the Seattle protocol. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of erosive gastritis. Some biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to the V2 portion. Some biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the papilla appeared normal. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Overall, poor prep on the right side with sticky adherent green stool that was unable to be washed off with some solid and liquid stool debris. Next line. Sorry, please go back. Boston bowel prep score, comma, 1-2-2 for a total of 5. Next line. There were 4 ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy ranging in size from 6 to 12 millimeters. Comma, the one that was approximately 12 millimeters in size was removed and a hemoclip was deployed in its place for good hemostasis. Next line, there were 2 approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 approximately 68 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 68 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small, noted on retroflexion, that were non-bleeding. Please go back to the hot snare hepatic flexure polyps, and instead of sessile, please note these were pedunculated with a thin stalk. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next, I recommend PPI daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Next line, avoid NSAIDs and recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, will need PPI indefinitely and repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years. for reevaluation if signed. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given prep quality as well as number of polyps. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.